advise everyone that there's an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting, and it'll be made publicly available on the website, and those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Now, let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Confirmation of the minutes. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Wise, a seconder. Councillor Keatley. Any corrections, councillors? Observations? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move on to 4.0, disclosures of interest. Any disclosures of interest this evening amongst councillors? No. Okay. 5, presentations of public forum. I don't think we have anything this evening.
No.
6, mayoral minutes. I don't have a mayoral minute. So we'll move on to 7.0, reports of committees. Nothing's been held.
No.
It's all been cancelled. Yeah. Newell Highway, we've got the minutes.
Yeah, it was only a short meeting by teleconference because of the issues that are going on. However, the work that's going on with the Newell, the overtaking lanes, there'll be 12 delivered, 30 prior to the 30th of June. Was prior in the first year. It looks like there will hopefully be another 12 delivered in the next 12 months, and hopefully we'll be and some of the more further safety money is actually going to be put into further overtaking lanes. The flood study between Forbes and West Wylam for the expenditure of those funds is actually being undertaken at the moment, where it's going. So at this stage, the majority of that work's going to take place in the last term of the state government. They're approaching all the landholders and whatever else on water flows and everything else between here and Forbes, and they're also approaching. They're also in the planning stages of I think the 6 or 8 overtaking lanes. 4 north, 4 south of West Wylam on the Newell as well. With regard to that, the Parks bypass is reaching design. Actually, I hope that's been brought forward with the federal government or infrastructure money. They hope to be driving on that in 2023. At this stage, and there's a lot of work going in the northern sections with the heavy duty pavement at this stage, and see where we're going.
Okay.
In summary, I'll have the written minutes for the next meeting.
How's the controversy over the Dubbo bypass going? What's going on there?
The Dubbo bypass is going ahead. The bridge, the Troy Grad Bridge is going ahead. The Dubbo, the RMS and the Dubbo City Council are totally divided on that issue. And the whole point is that the majority of people have favoured the original plan. It's just it's 2 or 3 boisterous people that are actually looking at the situation and. The issue is it was always planned. It was never planned as a bypass. It was always planned to as a heavy vehicle or a route through Dubbo over that bridge. The Dubbo council or many people in the Dubbo council have been hoping to get an RMS funded solution to their internal traffic problems. Yeah. The biggest expense in that area is going to be the Mitchell Highway and Newell Highway intersection, where they're working on that roundabout at the moment, and it's going to take a little while because there's a massive amount of utilities to move.
Okay, very good.
We'll move on to 8.0. Can I have a mover and a second to adopt those reports? Mover. Penny, seconder, Bruce, Councillor Baker. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move on to 8.0, reports to the council. So section 1, Office of the General Manager. So we've got 8.1, Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference 2020, confirmation of attendees. Okay, there's a recommendation there. Would you like me to read the recommendation?
No, I don't.
No, okay. Can I have a mover?
I'll move that at this stage, and then I'll speak to it in a minute.
Okay. A seconder? Councillor Baker? Councillor Baker.
Basically, at this stage, I'm suggesting that we accept the report. With COVID-19 and everything else going on, I can't see the actual conference going ahead, particularly as they're actually have stopped many of these large gatherings at this stage. And my comment is, if council wanted to book some tentative accommodation, let them. But at this stage, I think we hold off until where we're going, because I can't see at this stage with the crisis going. I can't see large gatherings of more than 100 or so inside going ahead.
No, we'll delay as long as possible. I think we'll get it.
But with that, I'd support the recommendation with that reservation.
Councillor Baker.
Well, I just thought you know, would by then I think we probably will be able to go unless tele or whatever it is.
Is there a meeting or tele?
Yeah, teleconferencing. Because there's a couple of these workshops here in the front here, and could be quite valuable to us. If they do go ahead with the teleconferencing, we could maybe sit in on them.
You enjoyed the last local government conference, Bruce?
I've been to three now. I doubt that through the harvest this year that I'll be able to go.
We might call for an expression of interest. So who would like to attend?
I'd like to, but I don't know if they can give away.
Okay, Councillor
Baker. I can't see any of them on the appropriate drive.
Look, I think it's very well worth going, but I'm not convinced. I'm not going to put a hand up yet because I don't think it'll be on.
Okay.
Always interesting.
Well, in case we need names, in case it is.
Yeah, just in case.
We might need names in case it is. So anyone else interested in going?
No
chance.
I'd be against it because after some of the emails I've got off this Linda Scott screaming about climate emergencies and seems like a wild left goose. I wouldn't support it. I'd suggest pulling out of LG New South Wales altogether.
Well, you can go, Councillor Thomas, and voice your concerns.
Mate, unless perhaps they got one on project management that
send
a few people along.
Yeah, that could be a good idea. We'll take that on board.
I don't mind the presentation.
I'm happy to rock it.
You put your name up. Councillor Lloyd, Councillor Baker. That'll do. That's enough. Okay. All right. So, if there's no further discussion, we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right.
I declare it carried. Okay, 8.2. The Westmoreland Community Theatre, progress report, August 2020. Keep in mind that there's some discussion about this at the end of the meeting, councillors. The recommendation being that, one, that the progress report as at August 2020 on the Community Theatre project is received and noted, and that the General Manager continue to keep councillors informed of the progress of the project. Two, that a formal request be submitted to the New South Wales Government for an extension of the current funding arrangement or agreement for the project to the 31st of January 2021, and three, that consideration of the tenders for stage two of this project may be considered in the confidential section of tonight's business paper. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker. Seconded, Councillor Keatley. Discussion, councillors. Councillor Baker.
No, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, Councillor Keatley.
Is there any chance that we won't get the extension of the funding?
No.
That's fine, isn't it?
Any further questions, Councillor Thomas?
I've been trying to do some research on this, and I've just gone back to August last year, and there doesn't appear to be any more business papers on the website. They've been taken off. It used to go back 3 or 4 years. Now it's stopped at August last year. So it's a bit hard to put a case together on this to get the full history on what's happened. You can do a search and it comes up with nil found.
It was part of the upgrade of the website, but I'll...
There's no reason why you can't have a few years back there.
I'll check on that.
Yeah, with regard to this report, I think it's important that we report, and I think it's important that we report to the community on this, because it is the community theatre as well. And effectively, I think the issue is that they haven't, you know, there's been information coming out, but it's one of the questions we get asked a significant amount of us, because remember, this project was supposed to be finished about
A year ago,
12 months or so ago, and people are, even though they understand there's the crisis and the fact that we did tell them that, you know, we were going to have tenders in July at one stage, and we're going to be finished in December. We're now pushing it out to pushing it out according to this January, according to the report. I just believe in good faith, as we go, we should be pushing for a pre-Christmas completion, if at all possible, to allow, if anything ever occurs, allows us to function within in a COVID-19 environment, that at least for school holidays you could actually, and the Christmas period, you can actually get something up and operating.
Okay.
Believe that we should treat this as a matter of urgency.
Mm-hmm. Any further comments, Councillor?
Did the committee all let the community know where they are? They're kept abreast by the council.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important that we kept it back. If we save $100,000, $400,000, it's not personal money of ours, it's the ratepayers' money, and we're making it. That's why the delays are back.
Fair comment, Councillor McGlynn. Any other comments, councillors?
I'll save mine for it.
Save yours for later. Okay, I thought you might, Councillor Thompson. Okay, well, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, clear, carried. Okay, so we move on to Section 2, Corporate and Community Services. 8.3, the Finance and Investment Report for July 2020. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker, and a seconder. Councillor Wise. Comments, councillors? Councillor Baker, would you want to make some comments?
No, I think with the changes I've had asked for over the last couple of 3 months, staff are working on it, and hopefully we'll have a resolution by next meeting. So looking at our director.
Very good.
So I'll leave it at that.
Councillor Wise, would you like to comment on that? No. Okay.
I'd just like when this $1 million pulled out of Credit Union Australian Investment Redemption, it'd be good to have that included on the balance sheet there for investment to say that it's been pulled out in the last month, just to...
Because
it's not... Yeah, I went just through there looking to see whether...
Just in receipts over $150,000.
Receipts over $150,000, the 13th to the 7th.
There's a $20 million there.
It's similar to...
up top, further up.
Sorry, you've lost me. Oh, okay, yes, no, I see it.
Yeah, just along the lines of Councillor Baker, just a bit of detail. On page 17, we've got a list of the investments, if you just add when it was taken out.
Okay.
I could have gone back to last month's business paper, but I didn't see it till the last minute.
Okay. Just for the information of councillors through you, Mr. Mayor, the manager of customer service and finance will be at the won't be the next meeting, will be the meeting after when we have the budget, the quarterly updates presented to council, so she will be available for any of those types of questions that councillors may have.
Okay.
About those things, she would be in a better
position.
I will have to take your question on notice and I'll email all the councillors with the information.
Thank you.
Well, just
Councillor Baker.
One question, Mr. Mayor. So we pay the full RFS allegation and more will pay us back to them.
Is that what's the general manager?
No, Tamora actually pay it and then they invoice us and we reimburse Tamora.
The Trussland?
It's the RSS, is it?
But it says here the Tamora Shire Council share.
Yeah, that's us. Oh, receipts. No, that's the emergency services levy is different to the RFS.
That's our workers' compensation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's any further questions, councillors? Clarification? No. Okay. If not, I'll put the motion.
Yeah.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Declare carried. Okay, we move over to 8.4, appointment of designated persons disclosures and annual disclosures. There's a recommendation there, I'll read it because there's a bit there. That, one, the staff and delegates who occupy the positions below be formally declared designated persons by council in accordance with clause 4.8c of the Blanshire Council Code of Conduct and be required to lodge disclosure of interest returns to the general manager by the 30th September 2020 for the financial year 1 July 2019 to the 30th of June 2020. As the Manager of Customer and Financial Services, the Engineer Services Manager, the Manager of Development and Regulatory Services, and the Building and Environmental Health Surveyor. Two, in accordance with Section 440(2)(a) of the Local Government Act, that those people who are independent members of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee also be included as designated persons. And three, in accordance with the Government Information Public Access Act 2009, a list of all councillor and designated persons' disclosure of interest returns received be included as part of the council's open access information and made available subject to the public interest test and section 730 of the Local Government Act 1993. Can I have a mover?
Oh,
so. Councillor Keatley, can I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Lord. Discussion. Councillor Keatley?
Oh, no, I'm happy enough with that, I think.
Councillor Lord?
It's just basically
a requirement,
and, you know, we just have to do it. We
yep.
have to do it.
Yep. Everyone else.
Can I ask a question? No.
Yes, Councillor Lord.
This is a management issue. It's got really nothing to do with councillors.
It's just
it
a form.
Comes
no. Councillors are involved in this.
Well, the last bit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
it is
I mean, most of it's to do with staff and
this, Mr. Mayor, timely reminder for those who haven't submitted their disclosure of interest returns.
Oh.
We need them in. The Mayor being one.
Yes, already, yeah. I think I've contributed already, yes, we discussed that. So if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. 8.5, 2019-20 Progress Report, Combined Delivery Program and Operational Plan. So, can I have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGlynn, can I have a seconder?
Oh, yeah.
Councillor Keatley. Okay, Councillor McGlynn, would you like to lead off?
Well, this is sort of related. Page 40, have you found out where the art boards went?
Yep, they've gone to the tip.
Why?
Most of them were damaged beyond repair, and most of the damage occurred each time we lent them out to community groups.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, okay.
You happy with that, Councillor Wynne? Yeah, anything else?
I'm not remotely happy, but I'll accept it. here, but I mean, I find it weird that it'd be let out to art shows and thinking they'd damage it. I just find this, sure, it wasn't damaged in the pick-up and delivery.
I'm not going to hang my hat on that, but when they came back, most of them had some sort of damage.
Anyway, okay. Another one. Oh, yeah, okay, I can answer that. It just shows in one of these things that when you're doing the delivery of the money we've been getting from the state government, that they don't have a timeline, saying that the you're having trouble with the kitchen at Parkey and the... is the rugby, is that really signed off yet?
I'm not sure. Mr Marsh was... Mr Marsh was
supervising that. They're aware it's running late and...
like about 3 years.
And they're almost finished.
Okay. I'll never use it.
Any further comments, Councillor McGlynn?
No.
Okay, Councillor Keatley?
No, nothing. That's a fairly hard going, leaving all that. When not
it's
involved
hard
in
going.
It.
I tend to agree.
No, I'm happy enough with it.
Okay, any other comments, councillors, questions?
Yeah, I've got a couple. Page 100, we've got organised community forums in the villages within the shire as required. We've got there that we've organised to have the community forums in the villages, yet on the next page we've postponed the community reference group due to COVID-19. So are we going to go ahead with our reference groups in the communities? Or are we...
So there's a forum.
We've cancelled one, but we're going ahead with others.
Yeah, no, well, the community forums are coming up on the September workshop to debate whether or not they should proceed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You happy with that, Councillor Crowe?
That's fine. Page 107. Conduct customer service customer satisfaction surveys. Why has COVID-19 impacted a survey?
Resourcing staff that were involved or would have been involved in the customer satisfaction survey have been required to undertake other staff.
Okay.
However, you may be pleased to know that we are going out for requests for quotations for people to come and do the customer survey, customer satisfaction, community satisfaction survey shortly, and we hope to have the survey undertaken during October.
Thank you.
Very good. Anything else, Councillor Crowe?
No, all good things.
He's happy. Any other councillors?
A couple I've got is the fact that, you know, when it comes to, I marked a page here, and it's not the right page, but there was also literally about street trees and monitoring and planting, and we seem to be pulling a fair few out, and I've had several comments about the ones we pull out.
Mr. Engineer, is that coming on?
Files and all the ones we pulled out have been either dead or requested to come out from some person.
They what?
As far as I'm aware, they were either
dead
or for some reason they were complaining about the roots. Well, that's all I know. I take it on notice otherwise.
You happy with that, Councillor Law?
I'm not happy about pulling out any trees.
What if they're dead, is it
all right?
Jump top there.
As long as they're not going to fall on anyone.
Yeah. As long as they're not going to fall down, I think we should go to that. And the other thing is, it says it's continuing or ongoing, the type of trees we actually allow and plant. Is that list now available, or...? It says it's ongoing.
It's ongoing. Well, there's a list that he worked to, but the urban coordinator hasn't. He's got it with him, that's all.
Okay. Can you come back and let us know?
Yeah, right there.
Can you come back and let us know?
On the website,
yes, Councillor McGlynn?
If the list was on the website, it might be handy for people
to... That's what I'm just saying, a lot of those things.
Okay, we can look at that.
And all, Also, one of the ongoing ones is the issue with regard to the bus to Wagga with state transit and things like that. And that's one of those ongoing ones again.
We've got further news regarding that, Councillor.
Right.
Anyone else? Any questions, other councillors? No, Councillor Thomas?
No, I just advertising which trees you're going to pull out, you might have a few bodies chained to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's always up with him. Stake them out as well.
Oh, no further questions? Okay. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. So we move over to. Okay, point six. Updated Blanshire Council Information Guide and Access to Information Policy. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGlynn, can I have a seconder? Councillor Keatley. Discussions. Councillor McGlynn.
Oh, well, any information I might always get, so it's not a problem for me.
Very good.
Whatever they do, it's okay.
Councillor Keatley.
I think it seems to be a fairly standard sort of a policy. I don't have a problem with it.
Very good. Councillor Thomas.
Obviously, I've got a problem. Originally, I asked to see that. The original lake files, I was denied access, and then I thought, it went through a period of denial, and then eventually I was allowed to see it. I wasn't permitted to see the DA info on the James West estate.
Charles West, sorry.
Yeah, the other one makes fish, don't they? I had to go through and put in an information request for that. So it seems to be different horses for different courses, if you want information. And you're all aware of the last one where I asked for information as to how we allocate our direct council costs to grants.
Grants, yeah.
And that's been given the 20 days, and I've got to wait 20 days, and maybe even then you're going to refuse. And if there's costs associated with putting the information together, if I've got to pay out big lots and big mobs for information that should be freely available, then I'm going to have to go to the public and ask for a fundraiser to pay for it.
Then you've got to declare that in your returns and things.
By all means. You've just provided the information as requested. It wouldn't be an issue.
We can sell
it. And I find it absolutely, you both should resign, actually, for not providing a councillor the information he should have access to.
Okay, that's a fair comment. Mr. John Lynch, would you speak to that?
Mr. Mayor, when the request for information comes with inferences of malpractice, fraudulent practice, I refuse to provide the information.
Yeah.
Fair
enough. If the request had some respect in it, then yes, that information would be made available, but...
There was
continuing allegations of corrupt conduct, mismanagement, comes with every request.
Well, the last one did have an oversight of 22,000 the last time I looked into it. So maybe there is something in there.
Mayor,
that's what I'm looking for.
The request from Councillor Thomas has been dealt with. We're gathering all of the information. It's coming at a cost to council.
Well, this is another issue.
For one individual council
who's
asked for information. If it's a council resolution and all the councillors support the request for that particular information, it's not an issue. When one councillor requests information that's going to take staff off their normal duties to find information to provide back to one councillor who isn't convinced that it's not fraudulent practice, then to me that's a waste of time.
He
makes a valid point, Councillor Thomas, by way of the fact that it does cost resources when you put in these requests. So you want to be sure that it's something that you want looked into, because each time he has to supply staff and they are taken away from their normal duties in order to process your request.
It's not all that often. I've been rejected each time.
But it's a valid point.
And there was no inference of...
impropriety.
Impropriety on the late request, although I got knocked back on that. There's a bit of a history to this. And
oh, look, can we move on from this? Oh, look, I was laughing at the fish. I'm sorry, the James Quest.
Okay.
But
all right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, 8.7. Children's Services Unit, Bland Preschool, operational hours.
So moved.
Okay, Councillor Lord, seconded. Councillor Wise. Any discussions, Councillor Lord?
I just think this is a sensible move. We've been trying to actually discuss this for two or three years now, and it's finally come about with the survey that's been presented, and I think it's a very, very positive move for the community and the preschool.
Very good. Councillor Wise?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, very good. Any further comments, councillors?
That is a really good idea, because I know the bus drivers have been very upset. They've had to sit out in their buses for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes until the bell, so that's good at 8:30. That makes it, covers it.
Okay.
And what's this?
Very good. Councillor English, did you want to say something?
No, I just wonder why it's, you know, started now with the staff changes that happened.
No further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? I declare carried. We'll move on to 8.8, Riverina Regional Library Biannual Report 2020-2021, Library Subsidy Payment. So can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Lord, seconder. Councillor Wise. Discussion. Councillor Lord.
I just think it's good to get this upgraded funding. It's over the years, it's been fought for years. And
coming through.
And particularly if you take notice of the subsidy payments, you can see actually, you know, we've more than doubled our subsidy from the state government for running libraries, and I think that's a real positive.
Successful representation, it's good.
Yeah.
Councillor Wise.
No, I agree. It's been an endeavour by the regional library for quite some time, and they've achieved it.
Very good. Any discussion, other councillors? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Who carried? Okay. So section 3, reports for information. Okay, can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Crowe, seconder. Councillor Keatley. We'll move through them one by one. 8.9, the Economic Development and Tourism Report, August 2020. Comments, observations, councillors?
No, it was a bit surprising that card was a bit wobbly there for a while, but it looks like it might.
It's coming good.
Yeah.
Start to come into place, so that's good.
Any other comments, councillors? No, we'll move on to 8.10, Community Services Report. Bit of activity going on there, which is good. The grants program's been well received.
Yeah, that's really good, isn't it?
I might note that other councillors are copying our grants program.
Yeah, that's
excellent. Griffith being one, I think, hasn't they, Mr. General
Manager?
Yes. Yeah,
man. Which is good. So good initiative by Blanchard.
Yeah, that's really good.
Any other comments, councillors? No? Well, I'd just like to say congratulations to Craig Sutton and Rebecca McDonald, and the other directors that have been involved in administering that program. They've done a really good job.
Really
good. Everyone seems very happy, and it's been a good initiative.
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to 8.11, Lanarkshire Library Monthly Update.
Even during this COVID problems.
Still been going hard, haven't they?
Okay.
Haven't they, great?
They are.
Okay, any other comments, councillors?
It's been fantastic.
If you're watching it online, I mean, the things that are going on online.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's amazing.
812, Children's Services Monthly Update. Comments, questions? Okay, we'll move on to 8.13, Bland Community Care Services Update. I'd just like to congratulate the community too so far on the way they've conducted themselves through COVID-19.
Yes.
They've done community so far. I mean, we've had a lot of luck on our side, of course, but the community's been very cooperative. You know, the Shire, everyone's been very cooperative, from the mine through to the village to a whole range of others. So thank you very much.
Keep up the good work.
Mm.
We need to. People are getting complacent.
Yes. Well, hopefully they'll remain diligent and we'll be right. So we'll move on to 8.14, Assets and Engineering Services Report. Councillor Baker?
Yeah, I'll move it. Just got a couple of questions. With the noxious weeds spraying, how are we heading down that track?
Through you, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
They're trying to catch up, but they're finding it difficult.
Oh, I've got to go to that. So we don't, do we have to look into help for them?
Well, 3 years, Mayor, not really, because we haven't got the funds.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, our next question is, Talimba received their lawnmower yet?
Well, we're still trying to identify a lawnmower for them to...
Okay. Work in progress, Councillor Baker.
Yeah,
it sows
the grass.
Okay. Okay, fair comment. Sheep have been suggested, Councillor Baker, and you've had a lot of experience in that area.
Yeah, big pun.
Sheep have been suggested, and you've had a lot of experience in that area?
Yeah, well, that's true too, but I'm not gun driving around.
All right.
Yeah.
Any further comments? No?
No.
Okay, any comments?
I've got one on the... worked on Clearidge Road, I believe it was from the main street through to the cemetery pretty much. Discussing why we never put any road base on the side of the road, it's going to be back to how it was within another 2 weeks.
I took it on this council.
Yeah, we just traded the red mud back onto the road and into it.
That's a bit.
Truck slips off the side of it and it's 4 inches
over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think we wasted our time.
Yes, Councillor Thomas.
The road between the Pine Street, between the preschool and the boundaries, the houses down the other end, both sides of the road are fairly badly clogged. And they keep complaining about it. I said, well, you wanted to slow the traffic down. But that's not the way they want to do it. It needs looking at it. And I reckon it probably needs widening.
Okay. We'll look into that. We've got a rotation on the jet patch. We'll get it back and put it on the list, Councillor Thompson.
Yeah, it probably needs widening.
Yeah. Councillor Baker?
I'd just like to, through you, to ask the engineer how we're going with our roads program with all this wet weather.
Yeah, not doing too badly. Some areas are underwater, other areas aren't. So we just moved them to the areas where they've got used water and pavement. So down southwest, it's not too bad. Down Quantity Way, you can't work.
Yeah.
Up towards Lake Carroll, you can't either.
Could you, I'm going to ask a question.
Yes, Councillor McGlynn.
On page 219,
mm-hmm.
80 to 84 Main Street, that's not the community health building,
there,
is it?
No, that's the dental next to
right
the
dental. Right beside the dentist.
Oh,
dentist.
Well.
Yeah, the
that's obviously been to a massage
bar. Yeah, you'll be right while you're working at Vinnie's, Councillor.
That's strata title. Is that the apartments that are going to be built opposite Armstrong?
Yes.
Which one?
10 lots.
Yep.
Of course.
And There's no mention of that, but the letter that Peter Burgess sent in about getting that lane named, how does that go through the system, or is it entered into the system, or is it just going to be forgotten, because I'm pretty sure he won't forget to ask about it.
Work in progress, so a list of names and a list of lanes, so
and it's involved with other names that we suggested as well.
Yeah, there's other names as well.
Yeah, and is there a list, is there? When does it come?
You're compiling that.
He's compiling a list.
And
it'll come back to you.
Is there a date that it's going to be? Because they do want answers, you know. They just to say it's in progress is pretty. Say a month or 2 months. What are we looking at? A year, 2 years, 10 years?
2 years.
3 months.
2 months. 3 months. 3 months. How's that?
3 months.
3 months. Okay.
At least there's an answer.
All right. 3 months. Happy with that? Okay. That's it. Okay. There's no notices of motion. So I'll put those reports be adopted. Can I put that motion? All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that carried. There's no notice of motion. Questions without notice? Okay, can I have a mover to close the meeting?
I'd like to just make a comment and a statement today, because today's an interesting day, because it actually marks, and it would have been interesting if we could have found the cauldron, because it marks 20 years to the day that the actual Olympic torch in the Sydney 2000 Olympics would have actually spent time in West Wyalong today, 18th of August 2000.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a really, it's important, and people, it went through the main street, went for Forbes and went to Park, so it would have been, you know, nice to get the put that cauldron on display at this stage, and you know, many of the community participated, and unfortunately, it was kind of, you know. So, at this stage, yeah, I'd just like to remind people it is 20 years.
Very good.
And it's gone pretty quickly.
It's flown. All right. Can I have a mover to close the meeting? Councillor Wise, Councillor English. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare we'll move to can I?
Are we doing this development service?
See you, Heather, for your camp. Thanks for coming.
We went through that.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay, councillors, we've dealt with the confidential matter, 10.1, West Wyalong Community Theatre, Stage 2 tenders, and it has been decided that Adaptive Interiors is a successful tenderer. And the recommendations are that, one, that council confirms choice of tenderer to undertake the Stage 2 works of the Community Theatre project, and two, that council commit the balance of the cost of this project from the Community Facilities Reserve. And they were both passed, with the exception of Councillor Thomas. Can I have a mover to close the meeting? Councillor McLean? And a seconder? Councillor Baker? All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it closed. Okay.
We're out.